It takes courage to embark on a book publishing venture at a time when print is widely thought to be dying. But book lovers are a determined lot, raised on the tactile sensations that a good book can give you, and on the pleasures of building your own library. De Meyer Publishing is an independent publisher of literature and art photography based in Waimanalo that celebrates what its founder and managing editor, Omer Corsat, calls the physically manifested objet d'art. Omer is with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
The whole physical sensation of reading a book, if you grew up with it, is very much part of the experience.
Yes, it's not comparable to anything else, you know, real versus virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And also the browsing experience, which has disappeared, you know, with the bookstores, to be able to walk into a bookstore, look at anything, you know, not with the intent that you walked in, but to be able to see other things and look at them.
You know, I think many of us have sort of grown up on that ritual. It's almost as if you find a sense of calm walking along a bookshelf, right? Your heart rate slows as you get immersed in the whole thing of looking for titles, looking for authors you love, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you grew up on that. What was your environment growing up was in the book world?
Oh, pretty much print. And, you know, my father was in publishing, too. He published his own newspaper, daily newspaper. This is back in Turkey, in Izmir, in the 50s and 60s. So I grew up with telex machines, you know, typesetting machines, journalists, you know, photography and such. So I think there's an influence there, too, you know.
Or would have to be.
There has to be. I mean, we're all influenced with what we grow up with one way or another.
Sure.
So this is not a passion in that sense, but it's something that I do organically. It just comes about.
You know, a passion would be something that was sort of added on to your personality as opposed to something that flowed from it, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. What are the things that you emphasize in the books that you publish by yourself and others?
Well, this started with my own photography. Mm-hmm. That was the very start in 2011. And then it turned into other things, just, you know, people that I meet, to authors, poets primarily. So I'm concentrating on fiction, poetry, and art, photography primarily. And it's just to be able to influence someone. I don't want to say change a life, but that's what it is. Just to be able to share, be part of the culture, contribute to the culture.
To do what books do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did it take to sort of get operational, right? You need to get a hold of a printing press. You need to create a facility or get access to a facility to make these things for you.
Well, the first book was printed locally. Mm-hmm. And then the others are printed on demand. You know, we talk about technology, good or bad, but it's both, really.
Yeah.
Because print on demand, you can print one copy or 100 copies. It's great that you don't need to print 5 or 10,000 copies. And I always joke, you know, in Hawaii, we don't have a basement or an attic to store them in, really, in the typical sense. So print on demand, and it becomes available, soft cover or hardcover. There are, you know, various outfits doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it takes. And the technology has helped the typographical book design aspects of it, obviously. So using technology for an older technology kind of thing.
So you need to be less of a specialist in things like layout and design. You can actually create a book.
Well, I get support.
Yeah.
I get support from friends, I will say, you know, from cover design to typographical advice to layout and the content, from editing too. I'm sort of like the managing editor, but I get a lot of help, support.
So yeah,
it's a company in that sense, in a virtual sense.
Makes sense. I mean, but you can get access to printing on demand through going online. There are kinds of various online.
Yeah, various outfits. And it becomes available online for sale. So you don't have to do the inventory and the stocking. You know, you don't have to physically have them, although I always keep, you know, several hundred copies around.
How do you reach the public then?
Well, that's the big marketing aspects of books. You know,
yeah.
It used to be the standard model. You know, you carry the book, you know, published in a catalog, and then the bookstores ordered it.
Right.
Maybe 2 copies, 200 copies, depending on the sales. Mm-hmm. That has changed. Online sales, it's in a sense, has created a lot of, with self-publishing, has created a lot of noise from, you know, I can mention Amazon, I suppose, 10,000 volumes become available per month, including, you know, cookbooks, children's books, everything.
You mean new books?
New books become available 10,000. So how do you stand out among the 10,000?
Yeah.
That is the issue. So we came up with this new Hound and Quail, you know, the shop in Chinatown. My latest motto is bookstores are dead, long live the bookshelf, which is in a joking way, but there's a lot of truth to it. You know, bookstores, they're not dead, obviously, and they're coming back. Independent bookstores are coming back. But I think it's becoming more focused. I call it publishing house focused. Instead of carrying everything, anything, I think the bookshelves in stores or bookstores will focus on specific things like photography, literature, or there'll be a bookshelf of cookbooks at an appropriate boutique. So that's what we're trying to do. So with Hound and Quail, we have a bookshelf, Demare Bookshelf. It'll carry all Demare publications.
And that's a store that sells a variety of different things, not just books, right?
Yeah, Hound and Quail is vintage collectibles and curiosities. Mm-hmm. It's another thing. You can look at these things online. Yeah, it's a picture, whatever. I remember that. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But when you walk into the store and feel it in your hands, look at it, totally different experience.
Well, we certainly don't want books to be one day categorized as vintage curiosities, do we?
No, and it'll never be. I don't think so.
Well, that's refreshing. But the whole idea of a pop-up shelf in a store dedicated to other things, that sort of breaks the model of the store that sells only books. But that has been a beleaguered enterprise for some time now.
Yeah, well, I call it a trend. I think that's where it's going to shape. I mean, it's always been around. Every store, boutique, gift shop carried some books.
Sure.
But I think it'll be more specialized.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, Omer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's good to talk to you this morning.
Same here.
Omer Crissat is the founder and managing editor of Demare Publishing, an independent publisher of literature and art photography based in Waimanalo. Its books will be featured in a dedicated pop-up bookshelf at the Hound and Quail in downtown Honolulu, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.